Morning, everybody. Shkoda for the Shenbet guys for coming out. I honestly didn't really have anything to say until a few minutes ago, and I was going to say something that I heard on a shir, and now I'm going to try to say, I opened the Olam Shabbat, and I think I found something that is a huge yisod, huge, and something that comes out of our Gemara that we learned this past year. Okay? Let's start with the beginning part. It says, now, interestingly enough, many people quote Besochol and it doesn't say Vasuli Mikdash Shachanti Besochol. Hashem doesn't say make for me a Mikdash and I will reside there, rather Besochom, in them, B'chol Echad VeEchad. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's not in the Gemara, it's not in Chazal. It's quoted. David told me that he had it written down from the Nefesh Chaim. I found the Nefesh Chaim quotes the Zohar. It's like a footnote in the Nefesh Chaim. I saw it quoted in the name of the Alshech as well. That this idea, and I sort of also quoted that where did this come from? I think I said this in the Shmuz this past week. B'chol echad ve'echad is based on the Medrash. The Medrash does tell us that what is the purpose of the Mishkan. The mashal of the Mishkan is that a king had an only daughter, and she got married to another king, and that other king wanted to go back to his kingdom, and the king that gave up his lone daughter said, hey, I can't depart from her, but on the other hand, I can't make you stay. So basically, wherever you go, build a room for me. Right? And that's the Moshul. And the Nimshul, of course, is a reference to Klai, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the Torah, and Klai Yisrael. So Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us, anybody who receives the Torah, which is every individual, make a room for Kaddish Baruch Hu. So based on that Medrash, that's probably the Kivun, that's where we get this idea of B'sol Kolech V'Echad, that everybody has to build a Mikdash Ma'at inside his heart. Everybody has to build a Mikdash Ma'at, one room in his heart, one room in his persona that is filled with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So once we understand that, that a person has to build a Mikdash, he himself has to be what we would say a Kli Kibul, a receptacle for the Shechina, that the Shechina can reside in him. So let's learn what some of the attributes, some of the characteristics of the Mishkan. So Rav Zilberstein says an amazing thing. That when I was learning this Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Beis, I didn't consciously think about it, but I thought it was interesting. What does the Gemara tell us? The Gemara is trying to figure out the height of the sukkah. And it's discussing, towards the end, about the ratio between 1 to 3, in terms of the height of the Mishkan, and it quotes the Pasuk from this week's parasha. It says, Eser Amos Oirech HaKeresh. And the full Pasuk is, Eser Amos Oirech HaKeresh, Zayin, right? Ve'oma v'chetzi ha'ama roicha v'akeresh ha'echad, right? The width of the keresh is an ama v'chetzi, right? But the oirech, the length of the keresh, is 10 amos. Now, hold on a second. We're trying to figure out the height of the Mishkan. And what are we talking about? The oirech, the length of the keresh, is 10 amos. So, what's going on over here? So we have to, on our own, understand that the length of the Keresh becomes the height of the Keresh. Because the Torah is describing to us the Keresh lying down. Right? And the width, of course, is Nama V'chetzi. But the length of the Keresh, as the Torah tells us, is lying down. But it doesn't stop there, of course. Because we have to erect the Mishkan. We have to take that long Keresh, that's 10 Amos, and we have to stand it up. Right at first, I remember the guys learning this year, it was like, what do you mean? It's the length, has that height. No, because you have to erect it, you got to pick it up. We're giving you the dimensions lying down, but you have to pick it up. Says Rav Zilberstein an amazing thing, that a Ben Torah has to go out to the world with, not again, not in terms of Midas and Koma Zakufa, but like, he has to stand up for himself. He has to feel a certain sense of pride. Mamish. He has to realize when he leaves the coast of the Beis HaMedrash and he goes to the world, he's a Ben Torah. He carries himself differently. He's not influenced by the world, and a person has to have a certain pride about being a from Jew, being a Ben Torah. And it's something that we oftentimes, on the one hand, right, truth is in Orchot Tzadikim, where we discuss all the different midas. Like, for example, right, which one was, right, Ava, right? So when we talk about Ava, so first, of course, that Ava has to be channeled in the right way. You can't love money. You shouldn't love the wrong things. We have to love the bad. You should love the good things. And of course, not love the bad things. I think maybe it's not that midah, but in certain midahs, for example, sinah. I'm in the beginning of sinah. But basically, there's certain things we have to hate it. You have to hate things that are bad, right? Averos, things, Chilul Hashem, all these types of things. So you see that in Midos, oftentimes you have to stand up. You can't just be a pushover. You can't be a pushover. On the other hand, you have to have amazing Midos. Again, it's a balance. It's a balance. A person has to feel a bentor. Let me quote to you his language. He says, "Laman mikan harua l'bnei Torah shekas sherehim yotz mehechal yeshiva." When you leave the hechal yeshiva, aleim lios kufim, you have to be erect. You have to stand up tall. Biyachas anshe harachov, in relationship to the people in the street. Lahargish darkom hi derech emes. A person has to know that your way is right. And that's what the pasuk says, "Vayigba libo v'darkei Hashem." He raises up his heart in the ways of Hashem. Oftentimes, a person can go out to the world and say, "Oh, you know, they know more than me. They know, right?" Achri Ram Lahatos, the famous story. He says, "Oh, the priest came to the Jew and he says, 'Oh, it says in your Torah, you go after the majority, right? You go after the majority, and the majority of the world doesn't follow Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't understand. Doesn't? It's not my man." So answered. I forgot who he answered. "No, you don't understand. You go after the majority when it's a suffix." But if it's no suffix, you don't have the majority. It's poshut, right? Maimon Arsina is poshut. Yiddishkeit is poshut. Serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu is poshut. It's poshut mamish. What do you see from here? That the lesson of the Mishkan, this is a huge lesson of the Mishkan, that you have to stand up for what we believe in. We have to feel pride. Not just stop Jewish pride, Torah pride. That you might write, a person can be exposed to multitudes and multiples of people that say, "Yeah, borer? What's borer?" Right? Or so many other things. What? You're too from, right? You're too from to do X, you're too from to do Y, you don't do that? Yeah, because we have a tradition in the Shulchan Aruch, it comes from thousands of years, and you're right, you may think, and most of the world thinks, or most, even, I don't want to say the words, but many, you know, from Jews say it's okay, but again, if you look in the sources that we have for thousands of years, there's no reason to feel shy. There's no reason to feel like you have to step down. And the Rav Silverstein brings a beautiful story of the Moshul. He says there's a mohel in the name of Shlomo Miller. When he was younger, he was in Yeshiva in Haifa. And he went with his Rosh Yeshiva on a trip somewhere. He had to go somewhere out of the city. And this boy escorted his Rosh Yeshiva on this trip on a bus. And in those days, you have to imagine, 40, 50 years ago, many parts of the Israel were mamish desolate. Mamish desolate. So they're passing by a bus, and they saw like an open field. And the Rosh Yeshiva turns to this Shlomo Miller, and he says, "Do you see, anything out there?" He looks outside, he's like, "I don't see anything unique." "Did you see over there?" He said, "I don't see anything unique." "Did you see that 10-year-old Arab kid? He's on some sort of tractor and he's leading the sheep, right? He's acting as a shepherd. He has oxen, he has cows, he has goats, he's got sheep." "So, what can you learn from there?" asked the Rosh Yeshiva. So the boy said, "I don't know, what can you learn from there?" He said, "Al PMS, what should happen? The kid should turn into an animal. He should start walking on all fours. Start acting like a cow, acting like an ox, acting like a sheep, acting like a goat. Because he's being outnumbered. Right? The kid should start acting like them. Right? Because a person is impressionable and influenced by his surroundings. Right? So he should certainly, that's what should happen. So why isn't he? Because he knows. His mind tells him that he's a human being, right? And he's supposed to take care of the flock, right? And therefore, he has a very clear understanding that he's not them. He's different. And he's leading them. So says the Rosh Yeshiva that so too by Bentura. A Bentura who really absorbs and internalizes and connects to Limud HaTorah, to Ben Olam, to Tzvilah, Ben Olam Makom, Ben Olam Chaveru, a Bentor who knows what's right, has to know when he goes out to the world and he sees people doing things that are not in line, he should not, again, you don't have to start up with people, you don't have to walk around and tell them they're wrong, but internally you have to know that you are doing the best thing. You're doing the best thing. That your approach is right. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We have a tradition, we have halacha, we have mesorah, we have hanhagos, we have minhagim that come down from generation to generation. And if there's any issue in life that comes up, you can turn to the Svarim, you can turn to the Rabbeim, you can turn, and we have what to say about it. It just reminded me of something the Rabbi Klugman, actually, to the Rabbi Mashul said. If you learn through Sikha Samusar, Chaim Shalevitz, He said you'll be able to solve any of life's problems. That's what that's what if you read through Sichos Musar, the pshat is that a person connects to Torah and mitzvahs, he can accomplish anything. What's the pshat that anybody came to some other pshat and tzitzal, right, to ask Eitzes? The pshat is that if you're cool at Torah, you got everything figured out. The problem is if you're not connected to Torah and mitzvahs, then you don't have things figured out. There's a tremendous lack of clarity. So I didn't have what to say until a few minutes ago, and I saw this piece, and I think it's just a tremendous lesson in life. That often, and I think it's also why sometimes people fall. People fall because they say, maybe what we're doing is not right. Now, if you look at the world, because you're right, most of the world has a different value system. Much different value system. Maybe I'm going overboard over here, but I'll tell you. I was talking to an alumnus the other night, and he was telling me that, he was... You're going to sign up a lease for a store that sells something that used to be illegal that is now apparently legal. And he walked into this place. He was going to rent something to them, and everybody there was obviously quite dysfunctional. They were in the stratosphere. I don't want to say obviously everyone knows what I'm talking about. But like everybody in this store or this little company, they're all flying high, as they say, right? So. Like, what's the pshat? So a person can think, like, this is what's right. And he says to me, you can't even imagine how rampant it is. So a person can say, wow, not that they're right, per se. But a person in life can become desensitized what's right and what's wrong. Very, very easily. A person exposed to the outside world. Who was telling me? Somebody was telling me last week that, like, the intensity of the business world is just so intense that a person can get lost. Maybe I should say it. Last Friday, I had this discussion with Roy Penner, and he's saying that it's so important for guys in YU to be able to leave there and be able to continue to steig after they leave yeshiva and they go out to the workforce. So much so that he was telling me that he thinks, and I think he's right, that if a guy who goes for a summer internship is able to spend an hour of learning in the morning before he goes to an internship, or they can have some sort of lunch and learn, some sort of learning in the middle of the day, that could be more powerful long-term than his 4-hour Seder during the year. 4 hours Seder during the year, okay, he has to be there. What else is he going to do anyway? But if a kid goes on a summer internship, and he's able to combine, right, because he said oftentimes, you start a summer internship, you go after the summer, and that's it. You can be a tremendous Ben Torah, and you can be a very firm boy. It's very nice. But if you spend the whole day working, it's going to be very, very challenging. You come home and you're tired. But they have to. So they're trying to find ways, and I think it's a brilliant and very lofty perspective that they have now in YU, and that is that we need to make sure that guys leaving, going out to the world, which is the statistically what happens to most people, that they're equipped in terms of ruchnias to be able to continue to grow and steig. And I thought it was a tremendous, an eye-opening observation. And it's so true that the world is so challenging and so, in terms of spiritually challenging, and it's very, very hard to continue to not only have the values that we got in yeshiva, but also to make sure that those values stay with us in life. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to mamish always feel the kedusha of yeshiva, the kedusha of our Torah mitzvahs, no matter what we're exposed to, and realize that Torah's MS. Have a good Shabbos.